Well, let's get to our guest for today's current sports. You guys know him very well. He is a staple when it comes to Lansing basketball. I covered him when he was back in high school. He, of course, started his career with Lansing Sexton, then decided to he transferred and then came back and wrapped up his senior season at Lansing Everett. Went on to play basketball at the University of Oregon, then transferred to Loyola Marymount in L.A. And in just a moment, don't want to let the cat out the bag just yet, but in just a moment, he will be talking about his next basketball destination. His name is Trevor Manuel, and you can catch him on a few Tuesday and Thursday nights down at AIM High Sports Complex in the Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am. Trevor, welcome to the show, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Always good to see you, dude. And you know, the first time I saw you in a while was actually a few weeks ago when you balled out in the Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am. Our current sports interns, Karina Garcia and Jacob Herbert, they interviewed you after a game just to see what you've been up to. And of course, this is the product of that moment because now we get to kind of dig deep into what you've been up to since your high school days. First, I want to just ask you, dude, how fun is it playing in the Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am? And do you kind of use it as a competitive atmosphere to see where your game is in comparison to some of the greats here in the state of Michigan?
Oh, I just I think it's a great league, and I love being back and playing in front of all the Lansing locals and all the fans around that I got around here. It's just great being back in front of them again. I haven't been here since my senior year of high school, so it's just nice being able to see all the fans again.
Definitely. We didn't see you last night. I'm wondering, are you going to be on the hardwood on Thursday?
I'm thinking I will be, yes. I had a pretty tough workout yesterday, so I was just trying to let my body recover.
Nice. It never stops, right? The grind never ends.
Nope.
Now, you know, I'm curious to talk about your relationships that you still have here in the area, especially when it comes to players that you played with while a high school basketball star here in Lansing. Last week, as you know, we actually had James Brown on the show. James is a player who played with you back in high school. Great young man, and James is actually going to be joining us in a few weeks to talk about his next venture in the world of basketball. But he mentioned you and how you all still talk and keep in touch. And I wanted to ask you, since you're here in studio now, what's that relationship like with James as well as other former teammates from your Lansing basketball days?
My relationship with James, we're real close. I look at him like he's family to me. I mean, we really created our bond when he moved out to LA as well last year. And I just remember us spending a lot of time in my gym and his gym as well, and just putting in them countless hours together. And we just grew like family ever since then.
What's the conversations you both have? Because you're both players who are trying to reach a certain level of basketball excellence, chasing that dream. I'm sure you both have. Well, James actually stated on our airwaves, he has dreams of playing professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't when you're playing collegiately, right? What are the conversations that you two have when discussing the journey, the tough journey that is trying to make your mark and let the basketball world know how good you are?
We both actually, like, we know that we both want to play in the NBA, and we just tell each other every day to keep on grinding, and we're just there for each other for support. And whenever we're feeling down, he texts me when he's feeling down, I text him when I'm feeling down, and we're just there for each other and letting each other know that if we keep on putting in this work that we both will be at the top one day.
You talk about you guys texting back and forth when you both are down, because there are many down days in this journey, right? What are those conversations like specifically between you two?
We just tell each other that no matter, like, we just talk about how life is a roller coaster, and you're never going to just be always up. You had to come down sometimes, and we're just there for each other for mental support or whatever we have to do for each other just to make sure we get past what we're going through, and we just keep on fighting for what we're dreaming for.
That bond is still very close between you two,
very
right?
Very close, yes.
Now, Trevor, I want to go back in time real briefly here. You were a 4-star recruit, of course, coming out of Lansing at Lansing Everett High School. You averaged a double-double your senior year at Lansing Everett. What do you miss about those days balling out for now former Lansing Everett basketball coach and founder of actually the Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am, Desmond Ferguson? What do you miss about your high school playing days?
Back then, it was just more just going out there and playing basketball. Now, like, being in college is a lot of other things. That's a part of the journey as well. But back then, it just used to be going out there and lace them up and just have fun. And it's fun still in college, but it's more of a job. But Back then, it was just you go out there and you just having fun every day on the court.
Well, you hear that conversation a lot when you see a player make the leap to the pros, right? Basketball, you start to see it as a business, right? But you even see it now as a business in the collegiate ranks as well. There's other things that basketball entails when playing collegiately as opposed to in high school. You're just playing for the love of the game, right? What are those things that make it a business in college?
I mean, really just like the very early mornings and just being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there and everything like that. Like you have people you have to answer to every day. Being a college player, you just have to stick to your schedules and everything like that. So it's not really challenging, but it's a grind as well.
Trevor, I remember when we had your father as well as yourself on Current Sports TV right before you took off to, of course, take your basketball talents at the time to Oregon. You decided to go to Oregon, a special class that year actually that went to the Elite Eight. You requested a transfer 14 games in. Can you take us through what led to that decision? What weren't you happy with that led to you saying, you know what, maybe this isn't the best fit for me?
I felt like I seen like everybody on the team was getting their shot, and I feel like I wasn't getting mine. It might have been because I was a freshman, but I felt like that wasn't the right fit for me as well as like L.A., but I just felt like I deserved more than what I got, and I was putting in a lot of work, grinding for what I really for my dream, and I just felt like being at that program that it wasn't going to happen.
Did you have discussions with the coaching staff or other teammates about that, and what was the response, if so?
I talked to the coaches about playing time before, and I told them we sat in the room and talked about everything, and he just told me it just wasn't my time right now, and I felt like that wasn't fair for me saying it's not my time because there's elders ahead of me that they're more focused on. So,
were there teammates that agree with that stance that said, okay, you are putting in a lot of work, I don't know why you're getting playing time? Were there teammates that agree with you and had your back, or were they just basically saying, hey, you're a freshie, your time will come?
I mean, I got a little bit of both. I had those teammates that were kind of like looking out for themselves and saying that if you stick to the program, your time will come. But I also had teammates that were telling me, we don't know what's going on. You're putting in this work, and this is life, really.
When you saw your fellow teammates after you decided to transfer, go to the Elite Eight, was that tough for you to sit back and watch it all? Did you watch it at all, and what was going through your head?
Oh, yeah, I watched. After I transferred, I watched almost every game. I mean, I kept in close contact with most of those players, and I was just happy for them. I mean, just being there, putting in the summer hours with them, and during those hours in practice, even during the season, it was great to see all the hard work that we put in, and I know they were still working hard when I left. It was great to see that pay off for them.
No sense of regret when watching how they were able to take off?
None at all, because I know God has a plan for me, and I just have to follow his journey, and he'll take me where I'm supposed to be.
Preach on, brother. If you're just now joining us here to WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with former Lansing hoop great Trevor Manuel, who in just a moment will be announcing where he will be taking his basketball talents to next. Your minutes doubled, Trevor, when you decided to go to Loyola Marymount in L.A., you averaged during that time, though, in just about 21 minutes per game, 5 points, 2 rebounds. What led to your numbers, and were you unhappy there?
I was very unhappy since, that was never the right fit for me, like, going in there. The coaches, I felt like they had something against me. They told me I wasn't to be trusted and everything like that. So coming in, and they're not telling me this on my recruiting trip. They're telling me everything I want to hear. And when I get there, it's a completely whole different story. So stepping in there on day one, it was tough, and it was a wake-up call for me as well.
What led to that shift? I mean, they're telling you everything you want to hear on the recruiting trip, and you're saying, okay, this may be a good fit for me, and then you're hearing dialogue that you can't be trusted. What did they mean by that?
I have no idea. He was like, my coach was going around talking to the other players and telling them to watch out for me and everything like that. And I'm a good kid, I feel like, and I have no idea where that came from or what he heard to even go tell those other people that. But it was bad vibes the whole time I was there.
So this wasn't a gradual thing that led to your coach saying these things. Mm-hmm. It was off the bat when you got there.
One of the first weeks I got there, my teammate came up to me. He was like, yeah, coach said we shouldn't trust you and everything like that. But they told me that they wanted me to buy in and they wanted me to be a part of the team. So they felt like they had to open up and tell that with me. And I was just really shocked to hear that.
So I'm sure you sat down with your coach. And what was that conversation like? When did you address that to him, saying, "Okay, why are you going around saying I can't be trusted?"
I never addressed that to him. I just made sure I told my teammates all the time, "I'm here and I'm willing to do whatever it takes because I want to win and I'm trying to do that." But me and my coach had plenty of other conversations about other things as well through the time being there.
So, your relationship with the coaching staff was a bit strained there.
Yeah.
What was it like with your teammates?
I loved them all. Like we felt like brothers. We were all really close, and we were always there for each other. And it was good. That part was great. Just being there, making them connections with those guys, they were amazing.
As that year went along, when did you know? When was the specific moment that you knew that, okay, I need to go somewhere else?
Probably after like the third conference game.
Okay, so it was some time into the season, then, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
All right. When you hear the outside chatter, Trevor, because the outside chatter is always there, right? Basketball fans out there that will evaluate your career so far and say, okay, he went to Oregon, transferred. He went to Loyola Marymount out in L.A., and now he's transferring again. Why can't he stay in one spot, face the music, face the criticism, and let patience breed possibly something special? When you hear that criticism, how do you respond to that?
I mean, I just let my work respond, really. I mean, I hear it all the time, people talking about how much I transfer and all things like that. But, I mean, I know what's best for me, and so does God. I mean, I just got to follow his plan. I feel like he's giving me signs and telling me what to do throughout the way. I mean, it may not seem like the best thing at the moment, but I feel like at the end, it'll all be worth it.
How much does that annoy you? And who have you heard that criticism from?
I've heard it from, like, a lot of people on the streets. Like, people I see out in public, they're just like, oh, why you leave Oregon? I know you probably regret it, but it's never like that. I know at the end of the day, I'm going to be where I'm supposed to because I'm never going to stop until I get there. I'm always working every day, and I know that the hard working is going to pay off.
Trevor, you're obviously very close with your dad, and that's just one of the things I admire about you, too. That bond that you guys share, it's so organic and so genuine. How involved was your father? I'm sure he was very involved in the process of deciding, okay, these two stops have not been the fit. And also, two-part question here, what advice has he given you in dealing with that criticism you just addressed?
I mean, he just tells me to look past everything and just stay focused. I know I can go to my dad at any time of the day, call him, and he'll be there with nothing but love and advice for me. And I know he has his best interest for me, and he wants nothing but the best for me. So I know I could call him and talk to him about anything I want, and I know everything he says is going to be love, and it's going to be what I need to hear and not what I want to hear.
Okay. All right, well, we have just under, 7 minutes left here, Isaac. Do we have a drum roll at all? Can you cue up a drum roll? Is that something
I'll work
do?
On it. It's a little tough on short notice. I'm going to try to drum one up for you.
if you can, that'd be great because, I first off, before you announce where you will be taking your talents for a third time now, Trevor, will this be the final stop?
Yes, no, this will be the final destination.
This will be the final destination until you decide to test your waters in the pro level, right?
Yes.
And per transfer rules, what will happen with this next move?
For this next move, I'll be able to play right away.
You'll be able to play right away. Yeah. No waiting at all. You'll be able to play this upcoming year then,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, and you'll be a junior?
Junior, yes.
You'll be a junior, so you'll be playing two seasons at this destination.
Yes.
Okay. Do we have it? Okay. We skip it then, Isaac. We're probably not going to get to it. I'll do my own drum roll here. Okay, Trevor Manuel, where will you be taking your basketball talents next, my man?
Next year, I'll be playing at Olivet College.
Olivet College.
Yes, sir.
Round of applause. Where is that located for those that don't know?
In Olivet, Michigan.
In Olivet, Michigan. You're returning to the state of Michigan, playing close to home where family and friends can see you on any given night. What led to this decision? Why do you believe this is the best and final fit for you collegiately?
Because it's the coach there, his name's Steve Ernst. I've had a relationship with him ever since I was a young kid. He really like kind of introduced me to basketball and everything like that, along with my dad. And they've always, him and his mom and dad, always been family to me. So I'm just thinking that I feel like they had their best interest for me as well. Like, they're like family. They want nothing for the best for me. So I know I could trust them with this last decision.
And Steve, this will be his first season as head coach, I believe?
I think it's his second season.
His second season. And he is Steve Ernst, for those that don't know, and those that do follow local hoops. Steve Ernst is actually the former basketball coach at Charlotte. So you guys have a close relationship. What has he told you about how you will fit into the Olivet College men's basketball system?
Really, he knows what potential I have, and he just wants me to go out there and just play hard, because, you know, if I can do that, I could play really good, and he knows that I'm one of the best players in the country, and we could do something really special there.
What are your goals coming into this year, Trevor?
My goals are to be the D3 player of the year and lead my team to a conference and national championship on the D3 level.
How badly and how big is the chip on your shoulder, and how badly do you want to prove to all of the doubters out there? You hear the chatter, you hear it on the streets, you know, you're transferring again. How badly do you want to prove those people wrong?
Yeah, very bad. I mean, I just wake up every morning and just go out there, and that's just my main focus, just to be able to show everybody that I'm doing something special, because not everybody gets that opportunity. And I know a lot of people have their doubts in me, but I just want to prove them wrong.
So you think about this a lot then, right?
Every day.
All right. For those that haven't seen your game, Trevor, who do you try to pattern your game after? Any pro baller out there?
I wouldn't say it's just one in particular.
Okay.
But I try to, shoot pretty good like Kevin Durant. I try to pass. I'm not even trying to compare myself to Magic Johnson, but I try to do the flashy passes like him once in a while, and I try to keep it after them too.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing that that basketball arsenal on display at Olivet College. Again, Trevor Manuel transferring to Olivet College. He will be playing this upcoming year under the leadership of former Charlotte boys basketball coach Steve Ernst. Trevor, we wish you well, and thanks so much for coming in studio and announcing that via our airwaves.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.